All the fun places we like to go to are closed. Think about the Rustic or Mutz or maybe Bowl and Barrel or the General Public in some areas of the state, all owned by Free Range Concepts. And the co-founder of all of those concepts is Kyle Noonan, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be talking to somebody.
Yeah, I guess
we're all in isolation right now.
Yeah, I know it's been kind of quiet out there. So you're in, but you're in several cities. I mean, you're in Houston, I know, and in San Antonio. Obviously, you're here in Dallas. Is it the same everywhere?
That's correct. Well, so Dallas just went to shelter in place. We anticipate, what I'm hearing from each different city, is that that's probably going to be the case throughout the state. So we're just kind of bracing for the best we can to get through the upcoming couple weeks, and hopefully we'll just smash this virus and get it done, and you know, and then we can get back to our normal lives after that.
Hey, have you shifted over to pickup or delivery?
Yeah, we have. So, you know, obviously dining rooms have been closed across the state, but fortunately the Restaurant Association has kind of really been pushing to include restaurants as deemed an essential business so that they can stay open and provide food or even groceries in some cases to the American people. And we were successful in that. We had a ruling on that yesterday, actually. So restaurants are deemed now an essential business because 52% of the American population eats or consumes food through a restaurant right now.
Yeah.
And so, frankly, grocery stores are overwhelmed. It's not a fun experience to go to a grocery store right now. So in a lot of cases, it's just easier to pick up or have delivered meals from a restaurant to feed the family.
You know, looking forward, we heard from the Fed Monday morning, before the market even opened, that they were going to set up a Main Street lending facility aimed at small businesses and mid-sized businesses. The whole idea was to keep them going, to keep the employees on the payroll so that there would be business as usual when we got through all this. Is that something you'd like to avail yourself of?
Well, I can speak for the hospitality industry in particular. We employ 1/7 of this country.
Right.
The hospitality industry is actually the second largest employer in this country, behind only healthcare. So when you're talking about all of these individuals who now have no job, have no income, it can have a massive ripple effect if this goes on too long, and two, if there isn't some sort of government aid directed directly at those individuals, because you can't lose that much of the workforce in this country and not expect it to rebound, or expect it to rebound very quickly.
So where are you with your employees right now? How many have you got that are still with you?
So we are, well, it changes obviously minute to minute. What we have done, we have shifted our dining room sales to go and carry out, which obviously represents about 10% of our normal sales. So we're down 90 to 95% in each unit. So obviously we're doing the best we can to make as much money to keep as many people busy and occupied. And just, you know, I think that one of the things that a lot of people are talking about, obviously, is, you know, just layoffs and the financial impact. But one of the things that we're really concerned about as well is just the mental and emotional and psychological impact. And I think that providing even a little bit of work on a much smaller scale just gives somebody a sense of purpose. And I think that that's really important. So we're just doing the best we can. Obviously, hours have been really cut back because the business isn't sustainable right now with you know, being down 90% in revenue. But we're just, you know, trying to keep people busy, give people a sense of purpose, and remind our team that this is temporary.
Do you have a sense of what the other side looks like? Is it when we come out of this? Do you think it's going to be, for you, business as usual?
Well, I mean, obviously, this is a unique scenario that none of us really have lived through or could have predicted. So we're all doing our best to guess. But my sense would be, and my gut tells me, that there is going to be so much pent-up demand for people to get out and you know, kind of have fun and connect with people again, that I anticipate the hospitality industry coming back pretty quickly. Now, buying habits might change a little bit, depending on the lasting effects of you know, the economic effects of this. Buying habits might change, but I do think that we're gonna see a lot of faces in our dining rooms once this is all over, because we're getting stir crazy.
You know, you ought to be at a sweet spot. You don't sell a lot of Chateau Lafite Rothschild.
Yeah, exactly.
The co-founder of Free Range Concepts is Kyle Noonan, the father of the Rustic and Mutts and Bowl and Barrel, all of which will be back open again soon, we hope. Thanks a lot for the time.
Hey, thanks, David. Appreciate it.
We wish you the best. For more of our conversation with Mr. Noonan, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.